रुबीना, वंडरफुल जॉब मुख्तियर माई, आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया यहाँ आने का। मेरा नाम नजमा सुल्ताना है और मैं आपसे कह रही थी कि आपने जो मुद्दा उठाया है वो बहुत बढ़िया है। आप इस्लाम को भी सर्व कर रहे हैं, पाकिस्तान को भी सर्व कर रहे हैं, मोस्ट ऑफ ऑल आप इंटरनेशनल सिस्टरहुड को आप ज़्यादा मजबूत कर रहे हैं, जिसके लिए मैं आपका तहदिल से शुक्रिया अदा करती हूँ। आप विक्टिम हैं, आपको फिर से विक्टिमाइज नहीं करना चाहिए। ये इशू को पॉलिटिसाइज करने की कोई ज़रूरत नहीं है, आप सबकी सेवा कर रहे हैं, आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया। मैं यही कह रही थी कि आप हमारे लिए कोई और भी खिदमत है तो आप बताइए।
थैंक यू। बेसिकली it's most of the people are expressing their support for her, and that's great, but I'd still urge you to ask your questions. And she said, you know, we support your work, and if there's anything we can do to help you further your work, let us know.
Ji, main samajhti hu ye bhi aap sab logon ka saath hai to main yahan par baithi hu.
It's because of all of your support that I'm here.
My name is Sujata Chaudhary and I'm a lawyer in New York. As a survivor of domestic violence, I have great admiration for Mukhtar Bibi. And what I wanted to ask her was, does she also do programs for women in Pakistan to empower women and to educate them about their rights?
जी, मैं तो सबको यही कहती हूँ, मैं कहती हूँ अपनी थोड़ी सी भी आपके साथ ज्यादती हुई है तो उसके लिए लड़ें।
I always tell people and I promote this and I say even if you have your rights are violated a little bit, you must fight for justice. And I also want to say that in her school, they have a boys school and a girls school. In their girls school, which is very unusual for Pakistan, especially for a small village, they actually have programs for empowerment of girls. Every Friday they have speeches and they talk about violence, domestic violence, sexual violence, and women empowerment. And Mukhtar Bibi actually was telling me that people keep saying they want to volunteer. She would like some people who, some women to come to Mirwala and teach her girls self-defense.
Yes. Hi, Rubina. Hi. My name is Asma Khan. My question actually is leading off to one of the other questions which the other lady asked. Firstly, I'm very proud of what Mukhtar Bibi has done. The only question that I want to know is, she's in a position to be able to do much more than she is doing. And yeah. we
work. You want to address your question to her?
Yeah, okay. And I work for a charitable organization. And for the last 3 weeks, we have been trying to do everything we can to raise more awareness for the earthquake victims. And the question which the other lady asked was that she is in that position to use her influence with Bush, whoever she has met, because we have tried, we have approached senators, we have approached many, many people, and we can't do it. She, because of her unique situation, is in that situation. She can use her platform to even ask them, what are you doing for those 200,000 Pakistanis which are facing certain death in the next 2 weeks?
All right.
Okay, we've approached trying to get C-130s for the last 4 weeks. We couldn't do it. One, we arranged for it tomorrow.
Okay, just Asma, I would suggest you ask your question and leave it at that, because we have to translate it for her so
okay.
She can respond
all
to
right.
it. Thank you.
जी, मैं जहाँ जहाँ गई हूँ वहाँ वहाँ मैंने कहा है, क्योंकि दलदले के लिए इमदाद दें, क्योंकि हमारे पाकिस्तान में बहुत ज़्यादा नुकसान हुआ है। जो पहला सवाल वो लड़की कर रही थी, जो आप यहाँ वहाँ किस लिए गई थी, लेकिन मेरा असल मकसद वहाँ जाने का यही था।
नहीं, मुझे ये पता है, आप सही कह रही हैं, बट क्योंकि हम पाकिस्तानी से हम इतना फ्रस्ट्रेट फील करते हैं, बिकॉज हमारी वो रीच नहीं है जो आपकी है, तो इसलिए मैं यूज़
Asma, कर रही हूं। I have to intervene. Let her respond and not engage. Let me just, can I say something?
Sure.
let's not engage in a back and forth conversation. Let her respond to your question.
I thought she had, I'm sorry.
So the next question can be asked.
Mukhtar Bibi says that wherever she has gone, and I know that actually she, when earthquake happened, she told me that she didn't want to come because she just didn't want to, she didn't think that it is the, you know, she didn't want to come for an award because the earthquake has happened. And she wanted to stay there and help, and she actually took 50,000 rupees from the money that is actually there for school. This is a poor woman who is still living in one-room mud hut, who took 50,000 rupees of the money that could go to the school and use it for earthquake. And she told me and told off all of us that she didn't want to come. She was deeply saddened by this. And she came here because she realized that her voice reaches everywhere, and she wanted to come here and use her voice to ask people for earthquake. And wherever she has gone, whichever program, whichever city, whichever small gathering, big gathering, met with State Department, White House, Senate, Congress, this is all this woman has said. I want help for earthquake. She has also taken $20,000 that's given to her from Glamour Magazine, which is for her Women's Crisis Center, which is for the area where she is. But she asked Glamour if she could donate a portion of that to earthquake, especially for women and children that were that are being harmed by the earthquake. And she's taking $5,000 of that money and giving it to earthquake. And Anna has, in our personal capacity, we have given a lot more to earthquake, but we are also now matching her current fund and are giving $5,000 to earthquake also.
All right, thank you. Hi, my
name is Mohammed Naqvi, Munan Pictures. I've asked my question in Urdu. Oh, first of all, assalamu alaikum, Rubina, Dr. Bhutar, Mukhtar, and Naseem. Naseem, main aapse baat karna chahta hoon kyunki main janta hoon ki aap Mukhtar and mai se kaafi kaam karte hain. To meri Urdu kuch khaas nahi hai, to zara maaf karte hain. Lekin basically, main janna chahta hoon ki aapke gaon mein hum aapne kya steps liye hain. Ek to main janta hoon aapne ladkon ka bhi school khola hai, jo bahut zaruri hai kyunki hum مردوں کا جو نیکسٹ جنریشن ہے مرد کے آپ کے گاؤں میں ان کا معاشرہ ان کی جو سوچ ہے وہ بدلنا چاہیے. تو آپ میں میرا جو سوال ہے میں پوچھنا چاہتا ہوں کہ آپ نے اور کیا اسٹیپس لیے کہ آپ کے گاؤں کے جو مرد ہیں ان میں ذرا ہمدردی پیدا کریں, اور کیا پنچایت اور جرگا سسٹم ابھی بھی وہاں پہ چلتا رہتا ہے؟
The filmmaker of the video that
Mohammed
you saw. Mohammed Naqvi, I'm sorry. So that was his video that you saw at the beginning of the program. His question to Naseem, who works very closely with Mukhtara and is very involved in the work Mukhtara's welfare center does, is that Mukhtara has opened a school for the boys also, and what does she think she can do to educate the young boys and men so that the mindsets of men change and their attitudes change, and is the panchayat system, which is the tribal jirga system, is that still existent there? Did I do that right?
بالکل آپ نے صحیح کہا, کیونکہ ہمارے ایریے میں جو ہے مردوں سے زیادہ زیادتیں ہی ہوتی ہیں اور وہ لوگ کرتے ہیں. اس میں بنیادی وجہ وہی ہے کہ جو جاگیردارانہ نظام ہے وہ مرد جو گاؤں کے ہیں وہ اکثر ان کے, یعنی یہی کہیں کہ وہ ان کے شکنجے میں ہیں, اور وہ جیسا کرواتے ہیں وہ ویسے کرتے ہیں. تو اسی لیے مختار بی بی نے, جیسے آپ نے کہا کہ انہوں نے ضرورت یہ سمجھی کہ دیکھیں یہاں پہ زیادتی کرنے والے مرد ہیں, ٹھیک ہے نا, اور زیادہ تربیت کی ان کی بھی ضرورت ہے, کیونکہ خواتین کو بھی اپنے حقوق کا پتہ ہونا چاہیے, ان کو بھی طاقتور ہونا چاہیے. مگر یہاں پہ ایک جو نفسیاتی چیز ہے جو یہاں پہ وبا کی طرح پھیلی ہوئی ہے کہ مردوں کو ایک, یعنی وہ یہ کہتا ہے کہ میں پہلے مرد ہوں, और कुछ भी नहीं हूँ, मैं मर्द हूँ और मैं मर्द हूँ, मैं सब कुछ कर सकता हूँ और मेरे लिए सब कुछ जायज़ है। तो इस तरह उनके माइंड को, उनके दिमाग को, उनके जहनों को बुनियादी तौर पर चेंज करने के लिए जिस कदर तालीम वहाँ पे लड़कियों के लिए अहम है, उसी लिए इतनी ही मर्दों के लिए ज़रूरी है। क्योंकि हम चाहते हैं कि वहाँ पर, क्योंकि जागीरदाराना निज़ाम से हर गरीब, हर मर्द, हर औरत मुतासर होती है, तो इसलिए हम ये चाहते हैं कि उनको इल्म दें, उनको एतमाद दें, उनको आगाही दें कि वो अपने हकूक और अपनी ख़वातीन के हकूक को समझें और उन हकूक के लिए, उन हक के लिए वो लड़ें। तो इसलिए ये तो हमारा स्टेप ये है कि हम साथ साथ ख़वातीन के हकूक के साथ मर्दों के हकूक की भी बात कर रहे हैं वहाँ पर, जो उनको उनके हकूक हैं, और उनकी तरबियत का भी बंदोबस्त और इंतज़ाम कर रहे हैं। और दूसरी हमारी स्टेप ये है कि हम वहाँ पर, क्योंकि ख़वातीन जो हैं उनको सेहत की जो हैं सहूलतें बिल्कुल ना होने के बराबर हैं, और ख़ासकर डिलीवरी केसेस के दौरान औरतें एड़िए रगड़ रगड़ के मर जाती हैं और बहुत दूर हॉस्पिटल होते हैं और कोई सवारी, गुर्बत एक अहम वजह है वहाँ पे। तो इसलिए वहाँ पे हम एक हॉस्पिटल भी खोलना चाहते हैं जिसके लिए ज़मीन हमने ख़रीद ली है, एम्बुलेंस भी ख़रीद ली है, और तीसरी जो हमारी है वहाँ पे ख़वातीन के लिए क्राइसिस सेंटर और पनाह गाहें बनाना है जो मीरवाला से शुरू होंगी और पूरे मुल्क में जो है ना चलेंगी, ताकि ख़वातीनों को तहफ़ दिया जा सके।
Shukriya, Eid Mubarak.
She said a lot of valuable stuff, and I'll try and capture it as much as I can. What she said, the first thing she said was that they believe that men have to be educated and their mindsets have to change, because men think first of themselves as men and they have the sense of entitlement that they can do what they want to do. So if oppression against women has to stop, then men have to be educated, and they're doing what they can to make that happen through education, through awareness, but also by encouraging men to learn about their rights as well and to learn how to help women protect their rights. And she also talked about poverty and health issues, which is serious in the rural areas of Pakistan where there's no medical help available to women and they suffer. And so that's the other area that they're focusing on, and schools, of course. And what was the third thing? There was something else she said that I am missing out, but if it comes back, I will. It's crisis center. Yes, they're trying to establish a crisis center for women in need, and also through all the work that they're doing, that they want to make the perpetrators, who are mostly male, understand their role in how this oppression of women happens.
Yeah. Naseem is really, I've gotten to know both these ladies, and they are very close. And Naseem, Mukhtar has known Naseem for 2.5 years. Naseem just saw the change that Mukhtar was bringing and the movement that Mukhtar had started, and she felt, like a lot of us, that she wants to be a part of it. And they're very close, and they have same ideas. And Mukhtar says that, you know, what Naseem says is really what Mukhtar wants to say. Mukhtar is a very quiet person, so Naseem says Mukhtar doesn't speak, and Naseem says I don't shut up, so.
All right.
Hello, I'm Anja Clark from News and Letters, and I've been an activist supporting international women's causes for about 40 years. I want to ask Mukhtar, at the time you decided to fight back, did you know that other women were doing that? Did you know that there were women's movements within Pakistan and in other countries around the world who had taken up the issues of rape and violence against women? And did that have any effect on your decision and your fight?
Thank you.
جی مجھے بالکل پتہ نہیں تھا کسی تنظیم کا، بلی تنظیمیں بھی کام کرتی ہیں، یا مجھے یہ بھی پتہ نہیں تھا میری ایف آئی آر کاٹی جاتی ہے کہ نہیں، لیکن صرف اللہ کے آسرے تھے. میں بھی مجھے کسی کا پتہ نہیں تھا کوئی اتنا میرا ساتھ دیسی یا تنظیمیں ہیں، تنظیمیں کام کرتی ہیں، مجھے کسی کا پتہ نہیں تھا.
I had no idea. I didn't know about any organization, about any organizations that are working in my country, around the world. I didn't even know if my police report will be done. And I had no idea about anything. Just God had given me courage, and I knew that I could fight for justice.
Thank you.
Thank
That's why it's very important that we stress through Mukhtar Bibi. And I actually also didn't know, and I've been working for this for 3 years and working with organizations. But since we've gotten to know her more closely at ANA, we have realized how there are silos even within Pakistan, and I'm sure it's like all over the world, that there are very well-developed systems that are existing, but they're not reaching out to Mukhtar's reality. And there are a lot of other Mukhtars and Naseems that are existing in this world where the feudals are oppressing them, and they have no idea that just 100 miles away there are these sophisticated systems happening.
Thank you. Yes.
السلام علیکم. میرا نام شازیہ رفیع ہے. میرا سوال آپ سے یہ ہے کہ آپ کی جو مشن ہے اس کو پاکستان کی پارلیمنٹ یا سیاست میں سیاستدانوں نے جوائن کیا ہے یہ کہ نہیں, آپ نے ان سے ان کو جوائن کرنے کے لیے, ان کی سپورٹ کے لیے آپ نے ریکویسٹ کی ہے کہ نہیں؟ ویڈیو میں نے دیکھا تھا میری کزن شاہین عتیق الرحمان تو تھیں, پر میں سوچ رہی تھی کہ پارلیمنٹ میں بھی کچھ ایسے لوگ ہونے چاہیے جو کہ اس مشن کو سپورٹ کریں, جو کہ حکومت کے ایک اور لیئر لیجسلیٹو برانچ کو اس کے پیچھے لائیں. اور دوسری چیز کہ آپ جیسے ایکٹیوسٹ جنہوں نے گاؤں سے اپنا مشن اور اپنا کام شروع کیا ہے, ایسے لوگوں کو بھی سیاست میں آنے کی ضرورت ہے. ورنہ یہ ہے کہ ہمارے ملک میں سوائے جاگیرداروں کے, امیر لوگوں کے, بزنس والوں کے, فوجیوں کے علاوہ اور کوئی ہماری سیاست میں نہیں ہوگا, اور ساری عمر اسی طرح کے سائیکل چلتے رہیں گے.
Alright, thank you. I'll translate the question and I'll try and capture all of what she said. The first question was about if there are parliamentarians and politicians and members in the assembly and in at the top layers of bureaucracy there who have supported Mukhtara Bibi or have joined the struggle. And the second part was really a comment more than a question, that if there isn't a movement that gets people from the grassroots involved in politics, that politics will forever be governed and policies will be governed by the feudal lords and by the very powerful ones in the country. And so that is essential to bring about change.
Whether people like her would join politics eventually.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
جی, میں نے آخیا تو سب لوگوں کو ہے جو میں یہ کام کر رہی ہوں یا کرنا چاہتی ہوں, لیکن ان وچ تنظیمہ تو سارے کو گان گن ہوئے, لیکن جو سرکاری لوگ ان میں سمجھتی ہوں, بیگم اتیا نیت اللہ, وہ ڈاکٹر شہین عتیق الرحمان, کیونکہ یہ لوگ ہیں میرے ساتھ جہاں تک ہندے وچ آن دا تعلق ہے. میرے خیال میں غریب کو تو آنے نہیں دیتے اس کسی بھی سیٹ پہ, ہونی تو نے الیکشن تھے تو کوئی غریب دے گی نو کوئی جائے نہیں.
There are a lot of organizations helping me, and in the government Begum Atiya Inayatullah and Dr. Shaheen Atiku Rahman have been most supportive of me. As far as a question of whether poor women should be in politics, nobody lets us. Even now, in the recent election, all the women's seats have gone to rich women and not to poor women.
Thank you. I'll take the question from this side.
Hi, my name is Sarah Hussain. I'm a college student at Hunter College in Manhattan. I want to ask you, has there been any change in your village regarding the attitudes as to what you're doing?
Regarding what? Attitudes.
Attitudes of men
and women as to what has she been doing? Like, was the response positive, and are there any negative responses, and is the system still in power? Do you see any change in your lifetime?
Right. I'd ask you for one favor. There have been questions that have been already asked and answered. Someone else asked exactly the same question. So if you were in the room and you've heard the question before, then ask something that has not been asked so we can cover more ground. Thank you.
جی جہاں تک میرے گاؤں کا تعلق ہے وہاں پر تو تین سال سے کوئی پنچایت نہیں بیٹھی, تین سال سے کوئی زیادتی کی نہیں تھی. جہاں تک چینج کا تعلق
as far as my village is concerned, in past 3 years there has been no panchayat, the tribal council who make these oppressive decisions, and there has been no woman raped in my village for past 3 years. And your second, she has the answer to your second question too.
جہاں تک میں سمجھتی ہوں وہاں ابھی تک وہ بھی وڈیرے ہیں, ان کے حکم چلتے ہیں, لیکن یہ میں سمجھتی ہوں چینج آئے گا, ضرور آئے گا. اتنا فرق تو ہے جب ہم لوگ اس طرح مل بیٹھ کے یہ آواز اٹھاتے رہے تو انشاءاللہ چینج آئے گا.
As far as my region is concerned, there's still feudals and oppressors, but I do believe that change will happen, God willing, change will happen. And it's because as long as we keep sitting like this and talking, change will happen.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum, Mukhtar Amai, Dr. Hamna Butar, Naseem Saba, Rubina. My name is Comrade Shahid, Pakistan, USA Freedom Forum. ہم نے مجھے بتایا اور مختار بی بی آپ نے محسوس کیا ہوگا کہ زیادتی کے خلاف جب آپ آواز اٹھاتی ہیں تو کتنی مشکلات ہوتی ہیں. اپنے ہی ملک میں 11 ستمبر کے بعد آپ کو شاید خود پتہ چل گیا ہوگا کہ کس طرح ہمارے جانے والے اٹارنی جنرل نے, جس کا نام ایش کرافٹ تھا, اس نے کس طرح ہماری فیملیز کو توڑ کر رکھ دیا ہے. ٹیررزم کے دھول میں اس نے بندوں کو راتوں کو پکڑ کر ایف بی آئی اور امیگریشن کو سے استعمال کر کے.
آپ کا سوال محترم بی بی کے لیے کیا ہے؟
میں وہی عرض کرنے لگا ہوں, اگر آپ مجھے اجازت میں کر دوں. یا
جی جس لمٹ یور سیلف ٹو دی کوسچن پلیز.
بہت ساری خواتین بی بی ایسی ہیں, یہ بہت اچھا کیا ہے یہاں اتنے سارے لوگ آئے ہوئے ہیں, اتنی ساری خواتین آئی ہیں, یہ سب آپ کی آواز ہیں, مگر کچھ ایسی آوازیں بھی ہیں جو ابھی تک ڈری ہوئی ہیں, اسی ملک میں ہیں, اسی بروکلن میں ہیں, اسی نیو یارک میں ہیں. ہم چاہتے یہ ہیں, ان کی خواہش یہ ہے کہ جانے سے پہلے آپ ان کو بتا کے جائیں کہ آپ ان کے ساتھ ہیں, اور وہ جنرل جس کو کہ سی آئی اے کی حمایت حاصل ہے, جس کا نام مشرف ہے, اس نے ایک کام ضرور کیا ہے. اس نے کہا کہ یہ پاکستان ہو یا بنگلہ دیش ہو یا انڈیا ہو یا تھائی لینڈ ہو, ریپ وہاں نہیں ہوتا, ریپ یورپ میں بھی ہوتا ہے. تو آپ کے ایک عمل نے پوری دنیا میں تمام عورتوں کے ساتھ جو زیادتیاں ہونے والی ہیں, میں بحیثیت مرد آپ سے بھی معافی مانگتا ہوں, آن بیہاف آف آل مین, سوری فار دیٹ. تھینک یو ویری مچ فار یور کریج, اینڈ یو آر مس کریج.
تھینک یو. دیر وازنٹ اے کوسچن, اٹ واز اے کامنٹ اباؤٹ ہاؤ مسلم ویمن آر سفرنگ ان دی آفٹر باتھ آف 9/11, اینڈ دے آر بینگ وکٹمائزڈ رائٹ ہیئر ان دی یو ایس, اینڈ he's asking Mukhtaram Bibi to express her support for the women who are suffering. Thank you.
جی عورت کے ساتھ جہاں پر بھی زیادتی ہوتی ہے میں ان کے ساتھ ہوں. میں یہاں کی گورنمنٹ کو بھی اپیل کرتی ہوں کہ ان عورتوں کے مسئلے حل کریں.
I'm with women who are being violated anywhere in the world, and I appeal to the US government to help solve the problems of immigrant women, immigrant Pakistani women in this country.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Tamar Khan and I'm a graduate student at Columbia University. My question is, the judicial system in Pakistan seems very flawed and deficient, particularly with the hudud and zina ordinances. And you could even argue that the state sponsors gender-based violence by encouraging women not to report. I was wondering what your experience was of the legal system and what, in your view, are its shortcomings.
What was the last part of your question?
And what, in your view, are its shortcomings or failures?
कोर्ट की बात करते
हैं। मैं समझती हूँ, पहले तो मेरा केस अदालत में ही, मैं ये बात कहनी तो नहीं, कहना तो नहीं चाहती।
First of all, I have to say that my case is still in a court, so I have to be candid about what I say.
बस मैं इतना ही कह सकती हूँ कि अदालतें साफ हों और पुलिस का निज़ाम तो बिल्कुल वो तो बहुत ख़राब है, लेकिन हम लोग दुआ ही कर सकते हैं हाली फिलहाल।
I do want to say that the courts should be fair and the police system is really bad and all we can do is pray. And that is the struggle of poor people in Pakistan. The parallel court system in Pakistan is a problem because there are three different court systems, and in Mukhtar Bibi's case, it is evident what happened. There were three different FIRs, and this doesn't get out in the documentaries and in the reports. And there were three different FIRs, which is the first information report, which is the police. It is impossible to get a police report for a poor person who cannot bribe or doesn't know an influential person. So she went there. When she decided she wanted to go get the FIR, she went there. She can't read or write. So first time, they actually got a blank FIR. It was, she didn't see anything written on there, and they just made her sign, not sign, she just did the thumbprint. Then the second time, and then later on, they produced that FIR in the court, and there was stuff written on it. She said, I never saw anything, and not that she could read anyway. So the second time when the FIR was done, they wrote something, but they wrote wrong. That's not what she was saying, because they were bribed by the feudals. Then the third time, when finally a magistrate did the FIR, that's when the accuracy came out. And the first time when her... But there was a major, major media outbreak, and the people, NGOs in the country were rioting, and the government felt cornered. So they said, Supreme Court said, suo moto, that okay, the police has to do this. And then quickly, the government said, let's do something for her case, let's give her a decision. So they did it, tried it in anti-terrorism court. It was a special court. So, and they did some mistakes there. They didn't look at all the evidence clearly. So they did the judgment in her favor, but this was actually a disservice to her, because then later on when the case went in high court, they dismissed it at the basis of no evidence or lack of evidence because of these technicalities. And now the case is in Supreme Court. And this is the plight of poor Pakistani, and this is what Anna is trying to fight for past 3 years, and this is, there are several organizations within Pakistan trying to fight for past 20 years, the parallel court system. There has to be one unified court system, and that can at least be free.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Johannes. I'm here just as a private citizen. Thank you for coming and welcome. I hope you get some opportunity to enjoy what America has to offer. It seems that with the current engagement with Pakistan and the current increased significance of Pakistan in American foreign policy, that we actually have an opportunity here in America as American citizens, since we still allegedly live in a representative democracy, to influence American foreign policy in a way which benefits Pakistan and people in Pakistan, as well as in other countries, tangibly right in their home areas. What sorts of policies would you feel we should encourage our government to pursue in order to improve things practically for you and your people? Thank you.
जी मैं نہیں سمجھتی ہوں جہاں پر یہ اسلحے کی بجائے غریبوں کو پیسے دیں, غریبوں کی امداد کریں, اور جہاں گاؤں ہیں وہاں پر کوئی تنظیمہ کام نہیں کرتی, ان کو یہی لوگ پیسے دیتے ہیں لیکن ان کو کہیں گاؤں میں کام کریں.
I would like them to give money instead of weapons, to give money for poor people. And they give money to organizations. I want them to urge the organizations, the non-government organizations, I want them to urge the NGOs to work for poor people, to work in the villages.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Fatima Shafi, and my question is, I was wondering what sort of support you're getting from the general public in Pakistan. And when I say general public, I'm meaning the middle to upper class and the other major, more developed cities, and if you're also raising awareness or trying to in those areas.
That is not major cities are not general public, but I will ask her. Its majority of Pakistan is rural, very underdeveloped.
جی جو بڑے بڑے لوگ ہیں وہ یہی کر سکتے ہیں جو ہماری آواز کو مضبوط کر سکتے ہیں, جو ہمارا ساتھ دینا چاہتے ہیں. تو
پیپل ہو آر انفلوئنشل کین ہیلپ اس اینڈ کین اسٹرینتھن آور وائس اف دے وانٹ ٹو.
سارے لوگ ہیں جو کر رہے ہیں, یہ تو نہیں ہے جو پاکستان میں اچھے لوگ بھی نہیں ہیں, کیونکہ اچھے لوگ بھی ہیں.
There are a lot of people who are helping me. It's not like Pakistan doesn't have good people. There are a lot of good people in Pakistan who are helping me.
Yes. میرا نام زینت ہے اور میں ابھی کچھ عرصے سے ہی یہاں امریکہ میں رہ رہی ہوں, لیکن پہلے میں پاکستان میں تھی اور وہاں جو ظلم ہوتے ہیں عورتوں کے اوپر ان سے کافی واقف ہوں. لیکن ایک قصہ ہوا تھا کچھ سال پہلے, ملتان میں ایک چھوٹا سا کوئی ولیج تھا یا ٹاؤن تھا جس میں تین عورتوں کو انہوں نے ننگا وہاں کی مین اسٹریٹ کے اوپر ننگا کر کے اور ان کو کہا تھا کہ چلیں. تو وہ اس کا میرے اوپر بہت اثر ہوا تھا کہ ایسے کیسے عورت کو ننگا کر کے اور سب کے سامنے چلوا سکتے ہیں. لیکن میں یہ آپ سے جاننا چاہوں گی کہ آپ کے قصے, یہ جو حادثہ آپ کے ساتھ ہوا ہے, یہ کون سی ایسی چیز تھی جو اس کو پروپیل کیا انٹرنیشنل سٹیج کے اوپر, اور باقی جو چیزیں ہوتی رہی ہیں پاکستان میں, خاص طور پہ جس کیس کی میں نے ابھی بات کی تین عورتوں کی, وہ بھی بہت نیشنل نیوز پیپرز میں اس کے بارے میں بھی بہت لکھا گیا تھا لیکن وہ نہیں ہوا تھا, اور اس زمانے میں آپ کے کیا ایسی ایک چیز تھی جس کو انٹرنیشنل سٹیج پہ اور اتنا اس کو فیمس کیا ہے, تو اگر آپ بتا سکتی ہیں تو اچھا رہے گا.
I'll translate her question and her statement. She said she's lived in Pakistan and there was an incident, I think three or five years ago, where with 20 sorry, all right, well, whatever number of years, they're conflicting number of years, as you can see. In the past there was an incident in the city of Multan where three women was stripped naked and paraded on the streets, and there was a lot of outcry in the country and it made national headlines, but that incident did not propel international attention. And her question is, what is it in her situation that actually started this international outrage and got so much attention? I got it right? Okay.
جی یہ تو وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا شکر ہے, میں اللہ تعالیٰ کا شکر ادا کرے گی ہاں جو میرے کو بھی اللہ تعالیٰ یہ مقام تو نہیں پہنچائے, لیکن میرے کو ان عورتوں کا بھی دکھ ہے. جسے میں سمجھتی ہوں اللہ تعالیٰ کسی کسی کے ہاتھوں کوئی کام لیتا ہے.
I thank God that God is helping me, and I'm very sad about all the women, and I do believe that God has a plan for someone, and God has, this is because of God that he wants to get this done from me.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Imrana Kara, and my family's from Multan, and I have relatives in a village outside of Multan, and I really respect your courage. My question is, what has been the reaction of your female relatives and relatives to your school and the work you've been doing, as well as your higher profile, like coming here and accepting an award?
जी मैं समझती हूँ मुझे इस चीज़ की खुशी हुई है. मैं समझती हूँ ये गरीब औरत की जीत है. मेरे ख्याल में वो भी सब औरतों को जब जाकर बताऊँगी तो वो भी खुश होंगी.
आई एम वेरी हैप्पी अबाउट दिस एंड आई थिंक दिस इज द विक्ट्री फॉर ऑल पुअर वुमेन एंड माय पीपल विल बी वेरी हैप्पी टू हियर ऑल दिस.
Assalamu alaikum Muhtaram, assalamu alaikum Rabina. My name is Ghazala. I'm a volunteer for Sakhi. With your permission, Rabina, I just want to make a brief comment, something I noticed today, and it seems so encouraging and so good to me. I couldn't help coming up and saying that to Muhtara. Muhtara, aapko muskurate aur haste hue dekh ke mujhe behad khushi hui. I'm sure ke जितने हमारे बहन भाई यहाँ पे मौजूद हैं, चाहे वो पाकिस्तानी हैं या नहीं हैं, इंडियन हैं या अमेरिकन्स हैं, ये सब आपको हंसते मुस्कुराते देख के इतना खुश हो रहे हैं. और मुझे आपको अंग्रेज़ी के अल्फाज इस्तेमाल करते देख के इतनी खुशी हो रही है, क्योंकि मुझे पता है आप कहाँ से आ रही हैं. और नसीम, मेरी आपसे रिक्वेस्ट है कि ये सिलसिला एजुकेशन का मुख्तारा की अपनी भी चलता रहना चाहिए, क्योंकि हम उनको फ्यूचर की लीडर के तौर पे दे रहे हैं, सोशल सेक्टर में एक लीडर के तौर पे देख रहे हैं. और आई एम टेलिंग मुख्तारा इज़ दैट I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't help coming up here, seeing her smiling and laughing. She has risen above her personal tragedy. And I see her in the role of a future leader. So I requested Naseem that this process of education, she's speaking in Urdu, she's using English words, let it continue. We are so thankful for her presence here. Thank you, Rubina.
Thank you.
There actually have been some moments when I could really think that she also understood some English. And I asked her, I said, why turn her? I was so surprised, because what was being said, she made an expression that she understood it. And she said, yes, she understood few words in that sentence, and she understood it. So that there have been a lot of little victories in this trip, and that she has noticed, you know, we were riding in the elevator and and those are some of the things that just amaze me, because I don't know when was the last, you know, I don't have a memory of when was the first time I could read numbers. But for her, this is a great victory, because in the elevator, she could read 12. And she said, I can read 12. And I said, so 3 years ago, you couldn't read 12? And she said, no, I could read nothing. So we have to keep encouraging her. She's in third grade of her own school now. And
Hi, my name is Rita. I'm a journalist. And I'd like to ask her, do you still experience pains and anguish due to that violence committed against you, and how do you cope with the emotional trauma? Do you see yourself?
Could you repeat your question? I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Do you still feel pains and anguish because of the trauma and the violations committed against you? How do you cope up with emotional pains?
I'll ask her that question, but if she says she doesn't want to answer it, I will let her, because she really sometimes doesn't want to answer such questions. So I will let her reserve the right of not answering this question.
Yes.
I will ask her.
Maybe she can answer this. Do you see yourself getting married in the future or getting a normal life despite of the pains that you have?
Excuse me.
Okay. So you don't want me to ask the pain question?
She wants to answer it. It's okay.
She's living more than a normal life, I think. All right, I'll just make a quick announcement. We're going to stop questions right at where we have four people now, and we're going to take four questions, and that is it, because we're running out of time.
पता नहीं जहाँ तक शादी का ताल्लुक है इंशाल्लाह मैं भी एक औरत हूँ मैं भी चाहती हूँ मेरा घर हो मैं इंशाल्लाह शादी करी सा
As far as marriage is concerned, of course I'm a woman, and I do wish that I would have a home and a life. God willing, I will get married.
Hi, my name is Jessica Sell. I'm from City College, International Studies and Women's Studies, major and minor. One comment before my question. I'm on my way to kickboxing after this, and I think I know a couple of girls who would definitely be willing to come over and teach self-defense.
Great.
So I will keep you informed or posted about that. Never been to Pakistan, so that would be kind of nice. Having been unable to read or write 3 years ago and being in the third grade now in your school, do you have any goal of reaching university someday? And what are your future plans?
पता नहीं दिल तो आदे पता नहीं जब कॉलेज का टाइम होसी मतलब उम्र क्या होसी है तो पता नहीं
Of course, my heart desires it, but I don't know by the time I'll reach college, how old will I be?
That's not a problem. I'm just like a sophomore and 24. We do it here all the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Mera naam Faria hai, aur main Mukhtar Mai se sawal puchna chahungi ke aapne kaha ke jis aap auraton ke huquq ke liye kaafi kaam kar rahi hain, lekin kaafi dafa aisa notice kiya hai maine ke کچھ عورتیں خود دوسری عورتوں کی دشمن ہوتی ہیں جہاں کہ جب ان کے ساتھ ایسی کوئی زیادتی ہوتی ہو بجائے ان کو ان کی مدد اور ان کے ساتھ ہمدردی کرنے کے وہ ان سے کہتی ہیں کہ تم اس معاملے کو نہ اچھالو زیادہ اور کمرے میں بند ہو کے بیٹھے رہو کسی سے کہو مت تو اس طرح کی سوچ کو بدلنے کے لیے آپ کیا کر رہے ہیں کوئی آپ نے قدم
I'll just translate the question as Amna gets the answer from her. The question was that often women are women's worst enemies, and when something tragic happens, that other women will tell you to keep quiet and lock yourself up and not make a big deal out of it. And so what is Mukhtara doing to change that kind of a mindset?
Ji ye bilkul haqeeqat hai main samajhti hu jahan par main pahunchi hu jo padhi likhi auratein wo to انسان کی امداد بھی کرتی ہیں تسلی بھی دیتی ہیں جو عورتیں ان پڑھ ہیں وہ کہتی ہیں آپ اندر بیٹھی رہیں اس کو نہ ظاہر کریں لیکن میں سمجھتی ہوں ایز دائی دائی بھی انشاءاللہ ٹھیک تھی ویسی
I believe that it is really education would be the answer because it's women who are uneducated that say don't talk about it and hopefully slowly God willing, things will change. And I do want to say that Mukhtar Bibi's courage has been inspirational. You know, in Anna, we have a lot of female volunteers, and including myself, majority of us are survivors of domestic violence and one or another form of sexual abuse, be it child abuse or other forms. And we all find inspiration and courage from her.
Hi, I'm Jessica Newworth from Equality Now, and I want to thank Mukhtaran for your courage and also for coming here to the United States, and I want to thank Anna for making that possible and for all of your great work. And my question is, how is your brother doing, and was there ever any idea, was he ever hoping to see the people who raped him, the men who raped him, also prosecuted.
جی اللہ کا شکر ہے شکور ٹھیک ہے ان لوگوں کو سزا ملی ہے پانچ سال کی
The people who raped him have been imprisoned for 5 years.
I mean, were they charged with that as well? Is what I meant.
They were charged.
But that's all?
I'm surprised. I thought they were given life imprisonment, but they were sentenced for 5 years. They were charged. Men who sodomized Shakur were charged. Men who were in the panchayat were charged, and men who raped Mukhtar Bibi were charged.
Yes, the last question.
I was here before. Sorry, I just had one more question. I was just really impressed the way Mukhtar Mai strongly believes in education. And the way she's educated herself and opened up two schools, I was wondering exactly what inspired or motivated her to, you know, to go in that path.
I think that question's been asked before, but okay, let's get an answer.
कि मैं समझती हूँ जो वडेरे हैं वो गलत काम खुद नहीं करते, असां गरीब लोग जो अनपढ़ होते हैं उनसे कराते हैं. میں سمجھتی ہوں جب یہ تعلیم ہوگی ان کو پتہ ہوگا ان کو ہر چیز سمجھیں گے میں سمجھتی ہوں غلط کام ہو غریبوں کے بال نہیں کریں گے
The feudals who do these bad deeds they actually use poor people to do it and I believe that if poor are educated they will be more aware and they will not do these deeds and will be better aware of these things.
So thank you. That was the last question, and we are getting ready to wrap up. Before I ask Amna to come and say a few words, I want to thank Mukhtara and Naseem and Amna, Anna, Lina for doing all she did, but also want to say that we've talked a lot about how she understands English or how she doesn't, and I have felt her understanding the language of love and hope more than anything else. And she's, her optimism is just so contagious. And she gives all of us so much hope and energy and inspiration to do this work. And I am just so grateful and so honored to be connected with her in any way. And thank you for your attention and your time.
Thank you. I wrote down the names of people that I want to thank, but I thought I first of all have to thank my husband David Lorman and my daughter Iman, whose human rights I've been suppressing for past 2 weeks for sure. And it's Eid and I'm here in New York and they're in Madison and my husband calls and if I see his name on the phone, I don't answer him. If he has to tell me something urgent, he text messages it to me, so I am utterly thankful to him and his support of this because without your spouse's support, and I'm also thankful to all the spouses and partners of all the people who are doing this work because without their support, we can never do this. And then I need to thank Lina Khan. I would like people to please give her a round of applause here. I want people to understand that Anna is, we have no office, we have no budget. We just, you know, our bank account is always broke. So we just, if there is no money, we just put some little bit of money in it. So it's all done by volunteer people. And it's very impressive to see so much passion for this that people have taken time off. Lina took a week off and has been working on this diligently, has been there at our side, at Mukhtar's side, my side, and has been working nonstop for this symposium, so it is true, you know, heartfelt thanks to her. And then another thank to Jean Bergman, without whom and her chapter support, this is the Amnesty International Women's Human Rights Action Team. They have become our biggest allies in New York City, and without them,
none of ANA events could have happened without them. So really thank Jean Bergman. We are also thankful to Cooper Union and two people here who have been really instrumental in helping us is Maggie, and if I really don't pronounce your last name right, please forgive me, Dichiara, and Andrew Lee, thankful to them. We're thankful to Saki. We're thankful to Asia Society, Turning Point, and all other organizations, and thankful to you. You came here, listened to Mukhtar Bibi, and very, very thankful to you. Where do we go from here? What do we do? We've heard her, we've been hearing her, and what do we do? What do we want to do? I mean, sometimes we feel helpless, sometimes we feel angry, sometimes we just say, well, what can I do? I have tried to get in Mukhtar's head for the past 2 weeks. It's like, you know, what can we do? And Naseem's, it's like, you know, what is it that we can do here? And the only answer that I've gotten from them is, be there for me. So whatever that means to you, and I think whatever that means to you, being there for her is, if that means you give her money, then you be there for her. If that means that you go there and volunteer, go to Mirwala. I have never been to Mirwala, and I want to go there. Because, you know, how is it possible that I only grew up just a few hundred miles from her? I used to go to Multan. Part of my family is from Multan, which is very close to her. And I never bothered to go to Mirwala. I think the world has become very small. If we all kept going to every corner and showing the world that, look, you cannot do this. In 21st century, you cannot do this in Rwanda or Darfur or Alabama or Mississippi or New York City or Mirwala. That will be the answer. We have to be there, whether we join ANA, whether we just independently do it, whether we just go to Mirwala, give her money, support her, talk to our Congress people, call General Musharraf, you know, send emails. If thousands, millions, hundreds of thousands of emails went to General Musharraf or Ambassador Karamat, they will listen. We have to understand the power of us. Everybody keeps saying, why now? Why her? Let's stop for asking the questions, why her? Let's accept it. It is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, power of people is evident to us. Power of truth is evident to us. Let's stop questioning it. Let's join this movement. Let's give a hand to Mukhtar Mai.
Shukriya, dear Mehrbani.